when you get to the PEC board review stage of the PEC, the higher education board,
right.
The former Council for Post-Secondary Education, who have the power to determine what will be taught and what won't be taught in higher education in the state of Washington. That it's a citizen board. They aren't professional educators. They listen to a staff, but there are people on the board who will not take the time to engage in dialogue. The tradition problem is a real problem.
It is.
Because they have a very different view.
Right.
And will not have the time or will not take the time to go beyond what they're given.
There's something else in here. I, for one, am glad that we've got a fairly clear statement from the agenda committee and from the deans now. But there's a statement in here, we, meaning the deans, do not believe, skip over the phrase and go to, we do not believe that the NAS area should continue in its present form. That to me is the core and the heart of that particular paragraph. Forget the HEC board and whatnot. That's there. That's lurking in the background, but it's a year down the road from what we're doing right now. So finally, there is a nice, clear, clean statement. It has nothing to do with the charge to the BPF or anything else. We now know where the deans stand. In the same way that if we look at Don Finkel's November 18th statement when he says in his question, these three premises, but the core of the question is, to what degree can Evergreen make room for educational pedagogies, approaches, and values that derive from other cultures without violating the integrity of its own culture? In the commentary where he's trying to explain, and it could be read that he's trying to say, well, I said this, but I might not have really meant what it sounds like I said. He says, I do not intend this as a leading or rhetorical question. I appreciate that. That's good. It's straightforward. There is a tension between being hospitable to other cultures and maintaining the integrity of our own that I believe has not been abandoned on this campus. Both are important, and we need to find a way to do both in non-trivial ways. The first step is to examine the tension, and I would like to see the ETF make a serious attempt to do just that.